everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. I'd like to speak about Rollo Tomasi tonight. It's a man that I've never had an opinion about and never knew much about. And tonight my analysis is preliminary because I've only read 30% of his book, The Rational Male. And I have other books that I'd like to get to. He has a couple of them, I believe. But I'm seeing very, very worrying warning flags. And my preliminary conclusion for now, given his behavior today, is that Rollo Tomasi is unfit to understand the problems of men in this society because he's too unwilling to, he wants to restrain his analysis to intergender dynamics, and this perspective is blindfolding him on the causes of the current state of males and males' rights. And that you cannot do this. You cannot think about the manosphere properly if you don't pay attention to the political processes that are at play. Ultimately, males are under attack. The family is under attack in our society. But this attack doesn't come from anywhere. It was desired and it was pursued by political groups, by cultural groups of all kind. And if you don't ask these questions, and I see a very feminized willful blindness here, the way Rollo Tomasi refuses to engage on these questions and in fact adopts this kind of passive-aggressive behavior toward just party things for exposing those political questions is very feminized. And my preliminary conclusion is Rollo Tomasi suffers from low testosterone. I don't know what's happening with his balls. Some kind of defect in the production of testosterone. Perhaps it's the andropause, but certainly he is acting like a fucking woman right now. Per Palm says, hello and good evening, JF. Good evening to the fine folks in chat and kind regards to all. Nicholas Petris says, good evening, Dr. Gary P. Before we move to the question of this red pill man, Rollo Tomasi, let us review a super chat that I've received during the night. Sullivan D was saying, bonjour de France, Jeff. Have you ever seen the movies Nymphomaniac 1 and 2? In my opinion, it's the perfect degenerate movies which describe the modern world regarding relationships, woman hypergamy, the infinite looking for pleasure, etc. Lars von Trier is the perfect director for trolling liberals. Every young man should watch this black pill movie, the uncensored one, director's cut, 2 hours 30 plus 3 hours. I would love to have your opinion of, or your review about it. And I had to dig in my memory because it's been a while, but I thought I had watched both. I'm not sure anymore. I certainly watched first Nymphomaniac Volume 1. And Nymphomaniac Volume 2, I don't know if I got to it. I'm not sure anymore. So what I'll do is I will watch the movies and I will insist on watching the director's cut. I think they are interesting. The first one, certainly what I remember of it, is that it's an interesting movie, but it's a very frustrating movie. I mean, they will present you this sick woman and it really takes me by the heart, you know, as a honest and loyal man. Holy shit, just the fact that women like this could exist is very triggering to me. But I'll watch it. I'll watch it again. And I'm also annoyed by some of it is like per just leftist pedo fantasy. It's just like, oh yeah, let me show you here a little high school girls with her high school, clothes. And part of it is like, it's a bait for pedos, this fucking movie. But I'm willing to move above this and say, let's analyze the movie from a perspective of blackpilling. Is it a movie that shows basically that blackpills the young man? Just know that this is what women are, perhaps. And I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try tonight. But I remember being very frustrated. It's a good movie and everything. A movie that succeeds at frustrating you is a good movie, but it's heart-wrenching listening to it. So it's the whole idea of a female who's just she just pursues sex since she's young, and it puts her in all sorts of trouble, and she's now with a man who's asking questions about it and wanting to hear about it. And yeah, it's just what it is. Silver Spider says, Jeff, so my 33-year-old friend started dating the 42-year-old woman despite my warning, and I even used your advice. He has always dated terrible women since he cheated on his fiancée with a stripper years ago, drug users, sluts, etc. Coupled with his other risky behaviors, it's not looking good. Yeah, you're going to have to accept that your friend is at the bottom of the barrel. Let him get himself out of it. Don't invest energy in trying to save him. You know, there are some men who reach a point in their life where their self-estimation of worth is so low that they are willing to settle for a non-reproductive life. And you have to respect this. It's like, perhaps it is such torture for him psychologically to imagine himself as having value that he doesn't want to even flirt with the idea of this, which is why he keeps driving himself toward these unproductive relationships. Just let it be and don't drain any of your energy at trying to save him. You did more than your responsibility is, because you invested some energy at trying to communicate it to him. He didn't listen to your advice, so be it. There are people you just have to leave behind. There are some friends I've had for decades in my youth, and there's just a point where they have been broken in life, and very often by women. They have been dropped by woman, they feel useless, and it's unfortunate because the kind of moral sense of current society would have you think, oh well, they are at the bottom, you should help them. But no, you should never help someone who doesn't want to be helped, and that is good for both male friends and women. You should leave them behind. Let nature do its thing, and eventually nature will come to digest their body and they won't feel a thing about it because they'll be dead by then. All right, it all started this morning. You know, I've reviewed the Just Pearly Thing discussion around Nick Fuentes with Feminist, and she also had an interview with Nick Fuentes. I said I couldn't fully show the clips of this interview because Nick Fuentes goes very, very far in these statements, such that I couldn't even publish it in Canada if I was to review the interview in full. But I've watched the interview, and it's an interesting interview. Nick Fuentes does basically an amazing job, despite, you know, my personal qualms with the guy. He does an amazing job at putting forward the development of his view, how he came to be who he is, and how he reached those conclusions. And he lays out basically a case of an independent thinker. I think he doesn't credit enough the Bloodsports era to have really changed his views. I mean, I was there when Nick Fuentes was a man just yelling at feminists and trans people on live streams. And the JF transformation operated its effect on a man who didn't want to be around David Duke, but today, who today will say things just like David Duke would say them. And I think that the Bloodsports era is to be credited around this more than he lays it out. That doesn't matter. Leaving that on the side, he does a good job, and he brings interesting points, some of them contrarian to right-wing view. For example, he says, you know, the Holodomor may have been exaggerated. Some people may exaggerate it in how they count the death and in the degree of intentionality. Of course, it was not a solid statement of him. He doesn't say, I'm sure they are exaggerated, but he's raising the question. And the way a man the way a man with balls interacts with this is certainly not to start prodding at just pearly things without engaging on the subject. You know, start passively, aggressively saying, oh, you should have known he would be this kind of guy. That is what a woman does. And I was extremely worried today to see a Rollo Tomasi doing what I would expect a woman to do and to see basically just pearly things, assuming her interview and basically in this old duo of just pearly things and Rollo Tomasi, I saw a woman who had more balls than a male's, I don't know how he would call himself, male's right activist, male, rational male. That's how he called himself. Than a rational male. And that raised a red flag to me. That was the original tweet of Just Pearly Things. She does a very feminine thing here, which is she acts ignorant. She acts naive. A lot of people asked me if I knew how controversial Nick Fuentes was before I had him on. The answer is sort of. Okay, that is a statement that says nothing. Because I don't know what's the degree of jokingly. Is she saying these things jokingly? Sort of. Well, that means she knew a little bit about it, but she didn't know the extent. That would be a realistic statement, you know. She may not have known that Nick Fuentes would go as far as denying certain elements of a historical thing that you can't deny in Canada, for example. That was definitely something she may not have expected. So I think that her surprise here is not so unrealistic, and it doesn't place her in a position of ignorance. To the contrary, I say credit to her. Credit to her for just approaching the question with an open heart and open mind and say, hey, we're going to talk to this guy and he's going to tell us who he is, because I don't want to trust a Wikipedia biography or a hit piece. Which is a nice attitude to see from a woman for once. Now, somehow, Rollo Tomasi felt the need to counter-signal this and somehow punish her for her openness. Now, I will say, I've watched the interview, and it's not the only place where Just Pearly Things appears to want to act out the naive woman position. Oh, the answer is sort of. And throughout the interview, she takes a very hilarious position, which is she's like, oh, Nick, what are you saying? Oh, I've never heard those talking points. Oh, really? That's what you're saying? And she has this kind of, you know, naive woman, like, but not so naive at the same time. And I'm like, I don't know where to place her exactly. Is she acting stupid like this because she has to? Because she wants to make it look like she didn't know he would say these things? Because it made me think about these porno videos, you know, where the girl is like, oh, what a giant cock. Oh, I didn't even know it was possible to have a big cock like this. Let me suck that cock. That's basically what she was saying in front of Nick Fuentes. But instead of Nick Fuentes' cock, she was praising the just out there levels of statement that he was saying. And she was like, I don't know what's... I've never heard these arguments before. I didn't know you would say these things. So I don't know what's the degree of actual naiveness here. I know that in the porno, she's acting, you know, in the porno when they say, oh, that's a giant cock, I've never seen such a big cock. It's not true. You've probably seen that cock as you were changing in the changing room. So their acting then is Just Pearly Thing acting when she says, wow, Nick, I have never seen such a massive argument. In any case, what I found weird was that Rollo Tomasi would feel the need to counter-signal this this statement of hers, and he says, exactly why you have no business being in this space. What did you think he was about? Now, that raised a couple of red flags here. Because as a man, I think you should pursue the truth. That is one of our big advantage. We have the autistic capability to pursue the truth above and beyond what society would want us to do and would repress us not to do. We can not give a shit as men and just parley things in a way. In our decision to interview Nick Fuentes, she has done something that without care for the consequences, without care for potentially her getting banned from YouTube, banned from Twitter, she decided to pursue the truth. And to see a man who's supposed to represent them all be the passive-aggressive agent here saying, you have no business being in this space. That's my first red flag. If you hear someone talk of a space and you don't belong here, you have someone who's in the communal mindset, the female mindset of, you know, you don't belong on the public space. We need to censor you. Or you don't belong to be in the male space. People talking about male issues because anything. Because the fact is, just Pearly Things belongs wherever she wants, hosting a show about whatever ID she wants to host. And you all know the game, Rollo. Just Pearly Thing must all know this, and I know this. Ultimately, you have a show because there are people willing to listen to you. That's what justifies you being in that space, period. If you can attract enough audience that can keep you alive, you're a show host. That's it. And Just Party Thing, clearly, has been driving something that is sufficient to maintain her, and that is big enough, and it's bigger than Rollo Tomasi, as far as I can tell. So he has no place to tell her, the space is not for you. Only a communist mindset and a female mindset makes these conclusions about reputation and, oh, you're not the right fit. No, 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 no. She's the right fit because she attracts an audience, period. First red flag of feminine attitude here. Second red flag is this passive-aggressive way in which Rollo doesn't even engage with the points of Nick, doesn't ask, was Nick telling the truth? Was Nick raising important hypotheses about his story? He's not engaging with any of this. He's just saying, what did you think he was about? And he did the same on his show. I was like, okay, maybe it's a tweet, a poorly framed tweet or something like this. But no, on his show, he acted like he totally ignored the points that were being made in this interview. And along with five other supposed males, I don't know exactly how they identify, but I would assume they identify as male, he passively, aggressively reviewed a segment of the interview without ever granting that Nick may have an important point on the Holodomor. It's an important historical question. Maybe some counts are exaggerated, would like to know. And I, as someone who certainly I'm not for diminishing the importance of the Holodomor, but I'd like to know, historically, can we say for sure that it was intentional? Can we say for sure that there was a certain count that is reliable? Those are all interesting questions, but look at what they do instead of engaging with the question. They will just throw small insults and passive-aggressive, just prodding of Nick. They will say he's a child who's trying to be Richard Spencer. It's like
something. How you doing, guys? You guys come along now. Ryan, oh my Lord. Look, oh man, Aaron looking dapper. Shit, man. Nobody told me it was Ascot Saturday.
I don't announce, I just do. That's
yeah.
I love the diversity of male we have here. We have, you know, the Keanu Reeves type of I'm just here to save my dog type of thing. We have the aviator Lance guy. We have the higher class, intellectual, well put guy. We have the podcast host. That is a beautiful diversity of men.
Yeah, I know. Wow, yeah. And so does John Fitch. Oh, man. Jeez, this is going to be a good one today. I can tell already. Thor, if you want to pass the link on to Glenn Lawrence, he is more than welcome to join us today. I pass it on to, you gave it to me. I got it. Okay. And then I also pass it on to Mike Sartain, although he's probably sleeping right now.
What time does that guy go to bed? I just imagined late.
Sorry, I thought that it would start, but they have a lot of they have a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking for 12 testicles. That's a lot of talking about who will be there, invite these people. Are these people going to be there?
Yeah, very late. Yeah, or very early, depending on your perspective. Wow. What a day. I wanted to actually start with something here, though, before we jump off, because this is too good to be true. So let's throw this one on real quick. Oops, there we go.
Took it from nothing and turned it into an industrial nuclear superpower.
Didn't he commit a genocide? Am I?
Oh, wait, let me back it up.
Okay. Yeah, because he took his country and took it from nothing and turned it into an industrial nuclear.
So here, the point here is that there's a leader. Was it Stalin that he was talking about? There's a leader in the USSR, took his country and did change it in, you know, had an impact to bring it into a superpower. That is unquestionable. And yet all you hear the guys do is, he kind of did the genocide, didn't he? Well, engage with the point. Is it true? Can you do a genocide here and then improve a society there? Is that possible?
Or superpower.
Talking about Joseph Stalin.
Did he commit a genocide? Am I?
That is what they
oh,
say.
He's doing the train.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well, allegedly. I mean, I don't know, but
what do you
at least
mean?
The trains ran on time.
they're all passively, aggressively questioning the questions of Nick, but it's a legitimate question. Allegedly, he committed this genocide. So, to what extent was it intentional? Can you engage with his points here?
There's a lot of dispute about was it intentional? Was it overstated?
You know,
how do you run intentional?
And Rollo participates to this. It's like, you guys are mocking a point without addressing it. And so I'm left with, all I have is a bunch of women talking about how something looks rather than how something is. Whether it's true, what Nick is saying.
Intentionally committed genocide.
Because he didn't really like... You know, when they say it's a genocide, they say
so
that
he went in there and forced genocide, schmenocide
with these brutal 5 years.
No engagement, just insults, just start poisoning the well. Oh, look at how bad he looks as he says the word genocide.
Your plans, really high quotas, and it, you know, didn't really work, and a lot of people starved and died from it. Yeah. And so. People then say, well, that was intentional. They were trying to kill all the Ukrainians.
You want to make an omelet, you got to crack a few eggs.
And I think maybe
I mean?
It's overstated how many people died after the
revolution
became the dictator and single-handedly took Russia and turned it into a superpower. There were a lot of casualties, no doubt. But, you know, Russia was like a farm country and it turned into the number one superpower in the world.
Okay.
After World War II.
So a few people had it done.
So two separate things. Someone may have committed a genocide. I don't know about the ins and outs and the intentionality of it and the number, but this person has done some other thing that was also good for his nation, which is the rise of Russia as a superpower. Stephen Robinson says, JF Rollo is gloating over his belief that Pearl is a female grifter in a male space. He has been predicting for a few months that she and other grifters would be pivoting from the red pill pace of intersexual dynamics to politics as we approach the 2024 election cycle. But here's the problem with Rollo. This is what a man would do. Find the truth and be unsatisfied by the truths that were found and look for the causal system around them and look for even more. A man cannot be satiated with partial truths, and the truths of the manosphere are all partial if you define them as strictly relating to intersexual dynamic. Because you cannot understand the state of males and the state of relationships today if you don't review the black-pilled episodes about how culturally this was set up. This was an intentional social engineering project to change Western civilization. If you can't understand this, and then all of the demographic questions that come with it and the political questions that come with it, you are just a blind child, willfully blind, walking in the forest. It's a matter of time before a tiger finds you. So, is accusation that Jasper Li Ting is actually pursuing the truth? It's ridiculous to me. She's pursuing the truth. Now, he wants to see the world apparently as some, well, if you do enter gender dynamics, you should stay in your lane. Get out of that space. It's not your place. Hey, you will do more for people understanding gender intergender dynamics if you understand the political structures that are around it. Because family courts, that kind of stuff, Me Too, whatever it is that you want to focus on in intergender dynamics, ultimately stems from either a political or cultural influence. And you won't ever understand why the gender dynamics have reached what they are strictly from a biology analysis or a theoretical analysis, although it will inform you about what was there, what was recruitable by these forces. You will need to figure out why are we in this shit and why 200 years ago we weren't. Because that's one thing that's missing, and I can see it having read 30% of The Rational Male, the book by Rollo. he sees a lot of the symptoms. See, he sees, for example, he understands that the current culture is pushing pro-female strategy into the public space. Basically, the more you talk, the more it becomes a female adapted strategy, because you look bad if you express the male adapted strategy. He understands this, but he goes too far with it and concludes that culture basically is on the side of the female strategy. What he doesn't understand, and what he doesn't seem to want to even know, is that culture was once a tool of the patriarchy. That culture isn't inherently a female thing. It just so happens in our world that it is. That the public space has been shaped by the limits of the female cognition, including through censorship and other tools like shaming. But there was a time where culture was serving the interest of the patriarchy, and it was serving the interest of males in general. So there's nothing intrinsically female about culture. To the contrary, that's why you have in a non-censored platform on the internet, you have a convergence toward the right-wing conservative thinking. It's just more interesting to hear about right-wing ideas, patriarchal ideas. They are ideas that are better structured. They don't rely on some assumption around harm and around, oh, we need to save everyone. So the culture has been serving the interest of males. It's just that culture has been undermined in our world. And if you don't want to understand who undermined it, through which channels, through dominations in the academia, the media, and the social media and the internet censorship eventually, you won't understand why we're here.
Die. So, big whoop.
Aaron, I'm glad you're with us.
I've never heard that take.
Who is this douche?
Sissy just pearly thing is like, I've never heard that take. Oh, that is a big take. I don't think I can fit it in my brain.
with us today. He's just the
annoying kid in school who knows how to get under everybody's skin. I'm going to say the thing that gets under everybody's skin. I'm going to keep saying it.
See, no engagement with the points. As far as I can tell, it's an intelligible, intelligent, and worthy point. Do you contest that the series of leaders of the USSR did take this country from a farming country into a superpower nation? Or do you contest that there are questions left around the Holodomor? What is your position? Well, we don't know their position. They're just mocking and shaming. Shaming the search for truth.
And they just keep giving them attention. If you just whatever.
And they can only reduce to attention seeking. So it's all attention seeking. Look, I think that Nick Fuentes has had plenty of attention in his life. I think that he cannot be solely driven by attention seeking. It seems that you wouldn't be as detailed in your political texts and historical texts if all you wanted was attention. And he was responding to the genuine questions of the host, who was herself interested at learning about the truth. Go Away says, that dude in the bottom right is literally wearing Fuentes-style sunglasses from 3 years ago, laughing my ass off. These men may not understand fully the history of their fashion influence, because I can trace these glasses from Nick Fuentes to Baked Alaska, and you're 3 years late on the fad, my friend. Thomas says, Jeff, why are we reviewing these twats? What these twats have about to say about anything? Because I've decided that I would do an in-depth review of Rollo Tomasi. I will buy all of his books. I've already bought one of them. I will read them all. And today is just my preliminary take, so that we get to interact and I'll tell you the problems I've identified up to now. I do want to get to a point where I do a full review of all of his writings, but it's not looking good based on what I'm seeing here. Cloud Warmer sends 25 LBC, says, while Rollo says many things that are academically red pill based in truth, he is, however, a poser and a grifter, in my opinion, which I base on consuming hundreds and hundreds of hours of his content. He is a good first gate for red pill for men that wake up to intersexual reality, but soon they move on. That seems to be, unfortunately, the place that he will be stuck in if he continues to refuse to ask the question of why are men in this situation.
And then left him alone. Roll on away a long time ago.
I have just leave Nick Fuentes alone. That's what they say. If we left him alone, he wouldn't be saying these things. Well, these things are important. It's important to determine, do we even have good knowledge of this count or that count? Engage with the main subject or don't talk about it.
My standard question I always ask you, Rollo.
Why are they important? I don't know.
Yes, thank you. Who are these people?
Yes, okay, that's...
And who are these people? It's like, Rollo, right here, the same morning, Rollo was criticizing Just Pearly Thing for not fully knowing just how Nick Fuentes would be edgy. And here you have one of your boys right here saying, I don't even know who these people are. So, Rollo, be a man there and be at least as severe with your co-host as you are with Just Pearly Things. Clearly, this guy knew less than Just Pearly Thing.
That's Pearl. Wait, let me just get it out of the way for you right now. Leave Pearl alone. What has she ever done to you? Okay, now that that's out of the way, yeah, Pearl is Pearl.
Okay, I know Pearl, but who's... Okay.
And see, so he knows Pearl. He doesn't know Nick Fuentes. So go ahead, Rollo, be as harsh on him as you were with Pearl. He doesn't have... What is the phrasing of his... of his tweet? You have no business in this space. Mr. With the feminized veil rolled around his neck, you have no business in this space.
What's the other guy? Just rando douche Fuentes off the street?
That's Nick Fuentes, and I'm glad you're the one that's asking this, Boomer. wait, no, sorry, Xer.
Thank you.
No, Nick Fuentes is the heir apparent to, would you say this is accurate, Ryan? Is the heir apparent to Richard Spencer for this election easily. Cycle? Easily. Yes, yes. That's the character.
Heir apparent to David Duke.
He's auditioning for that role right now. Oh, we got Glenn. Hey, Glenn. He's auditioning for the role of, and now on stage, auditioning for the role of Richard Spencer this year. We've got Nick Fuentes, who's 25 years old and has been known for, oh gosh, let's see.
DEFCON 3 on the Tuesday.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, he was there with Kanye when Kanye had his little.
Well, and that's the funniest thing here is like, I'm going to just read Pearl's thing here. She says, a lot of people ask me if I knew how controversial Nick Fuentes was before I had him on. The answer is sort of. Yeah, that's on brand. No, dear. It's Tim Pool with Kanye West and Milo Yiannopoulos, and they walked off the thing. You know who fucking Nick Fuentes is. Trust me, you know.
Well, maybe she knew. But maybe she has a legitimate reason to act a little surprised. First, she may not have known that Nick would go as far as denying one thing or another on her podcast. Secondly, she may be trying to act as a kind of red-pilling entry gate, and she may have detected that her crowd would take issue with her if she had intentionally brought all of these subjects as hardcore as they were on her podcast. So maybe she's acting naive, maybe she's acting stupid, or maybe she was truly naive about some of these things. Cloud Warmer says, the guy on the bottom right is Ryan Stone. He runs Married Red Pill subreddit, where if you analyze most posts, the ultimate indicator of being an alpha male is making your wife submit to anal sex. Are you fucking serious? I mean, Reddit is a big red flag. If you operate a Reddit community, you have survived for a long time on a censorship platform. That indicates to me you're not looking for the truth. But they value anal sex. Are you fucking kidding me? Anyways, so I think I've read a part of his book, The Rational Male. And he says in it, the important thing to remember is the concept being discussed and not so much the importance of who is proposing or contradicting a concept. And yet, in this whole review of Just Pearly Thing and Nick Fuentes, I see Rational Male going totally against his principle there, which was, let's care about the ideas, let's not care about the people. We've just heard for a whole minute. Just people, people, people. Just Pearly Thing. She is who she is. Nick Fuentes is this guy who's trying to be like this other guy. No engagement with the issue that was talked about, and so it would be much more edifying for anyone to watch the Just Pearly Thing interview of Nick Fuentes than this bunch of clowns who, by the way, move on to another subject eventually, and there's nothing there. They just bit, insult, and don't engage. So I had a little interaction with Rational Mail following this morning. I said, I wanted to provoke Rational Mail to engage on the issue and engage on, what is it that you mean with these passive-aggressive, what did you think he was about? So I was trying to get clarifications. I said, the question here is Rational Mail saying she should have known and not have Nick Fuentes, or is he saying she should have known and still invited him? Because we don't even get to see from this initial statement, are you for her having him? When you say she should have known, or what did you think he was about, do you mean that she should have known and rejected him as a guest? He says, you can only cry ignorance for so long. I don't care who Pearl or anyone has on their show. Hell, I encourage it. But feigning ignorance when viewers are critical of your guest or topic is just influencer marketeering now. And I said, but with respect for your work, aren't you playing ignorance too when you bash on Nick on your show and yet refuse to engage with his points? There is a reason why there is an attack on males, and you'll be unable to find it until you ask yourself who wanted that to happen. Cloudwarmer sends a super chat. He says, I won't spam more, JF. You're not spamming. I welcome all super chats, and that's how I make a living, so I'm more than happy to answer any super chats. He says, I used to listen to all these guys years ago while doing yard work, etc. All of the Rule Zero guys, Donovan Shart, Ryan, Rich Cooper, Rolo, etc. are all cringe as hell. They don't even adhere to their own BS. Most of them are with ugly old women. Look into their past, grifters. all right. We will look into one story linking all of these people. And so he ended up specifying, because I said, also, you don't answer directly my question. He says, yes, she should have him on. Again, I don't care about Nick. I'm calling out the I didn't know who he is bullshit. Well, I think that she didn't say she didn't know who he is. That is a straw man, Rolo. She said, I sort of knew the degree of reputation that he had, but I sort of means incompletely. Sort of means I didn't know to the full extent. And I think it's a truthful statement. It may have been designed to go easy on our crowd. Of course, as a good businessman, you don't want to shock too much the audience that you know, and you know what they're capable of taking. And but I don't think that it was BS. It was a truthful statement. Micronova says, this is a spam super chat. Well, you know the philosophy, and the same has been exposed yesterday in my show about Bitcoin ordinals. If someone pays for it, it's not spam. Period. And someone was pointing out, Rolo won't discuss these issues because he's scared of losing his YouTube and bank accounts. And that's what I wanted to get to. Because I said, which makes the whole critique of Pearl interesting, because that would mean she has more balls than a rational male. That's the ultimate issue here, is that I see a man trying to punish Just Pearly Things, but just what Just Pearly Thing did was the right thing. It was what I would expect a man to do in this situation. Look for the truth, engage on the point, and do it at the cost of social respectability if needed. And all of these people who end up rejecting you or calling you out for your guest, they are people who are obstacle for you reaching the truth. That's how I would suggest Rolo should live his life. Thomas O'Ward says, standing up and defending this latest invasion is just the most recent example of simping. None of these girls are going to give it up, any of these guys, and you'd be disappointed if they did. This was in response to Sinus saying, a friend of mine told me that women hate being disqualified and that they are in a state of solipsism. The moment a state becomes filled with them, truth is out the window. I'm not sure what you mean by this. Speaker's Corner says, if Just Pearly Things offered you to fly out to London for a show, JF, would you go? Yeah, I would accept. I mean, there are questions about would that be possible, but definitely I accept any invitation. Another red flag that I've discovered from the Discord, people were sharing on the Discord today stuff about Rolo Tomasi, and he's had a very bizarre interaction with these guys. They're coming after us, Abba and Preach, where he apparently went after Abba and Preach with some dishonest claims that he has still not backed up. with facts and allegations about them just because they happen to have created a video mocking a man of the red pill scene. And let me tell you, I've watched their review of this video, and they're right. This guy is cringe, okay? Let me show you a cringe moment in one of his video. He claims that he has well-trained his wife, and so he does the hashtag well-trained woman, and he brags that somehow having his wife not look in the eyes of the waiter is signs of his dominance, and he's like, this is how you treat a woman. You train her so that she doesn't look at other men in the eyes. And it's extremely cringe. These guys were right to review this video.
Salad and the wood-grilled Maine lobster tail. I am going to go with the lobster bisque.
And like the theme of this video is basically showing her boobs and look at how alpha I am. I have a submissive boomer wife.
For appetizer, and then I'm going to go with the lamb loin, cone-crusted lamb loin. Medium.
So he's like, order for her. That's how I show my alpha status. And look at her. She's not looking at the waiter in the eyes.
Hashtag well-trained woman that can still end up cheating on you. Stop.
You're doing a lot. And if I'm the waiter, I'm like, what's wrong with this one? Her eyes glued to the floor. She held hostage. So your girl can't make contact with the waiter. Why? Hold up. Why? I just want to hear why. Oh, because it's disrespectful. I'm the man. She should only be looking at me. Let me ask you. When your girl goes to work, does she look people in the eyes or does she never make eye contact? Does she see a male customer and then avert her gaze? Like, what are we talking about? Are guys so insecure now? Okay. And I mean, you have to be deeply terrified of being hurt by somebody to think that her making eye contact.
Now, okay, so this was a basic review, not particularly impressive, not particularly scandalous in the YouTube scene. You know, when you do YouTube videos, there will be other people just laughing at you and pointing to the places where you've exaggerated and saying, look, this is ridiculous and here's why. Now, you can be critical at these two guys for how they're dressed, you know. This is fucking ridiculous. But other than this, I don't see here a breach of YouTube ethics. And I, you know, you can have an understanding of what they did, as that's what they do. They take other videos and they laugh at it. It seems pretty regular. Although Rollo Tomasi went with a conspiracy theory. He believes that these guys have been paid to do this review. And it's like, bro, the behavior of the guy in what is being reviewed is very cringe. And this video as a whole is very cringe. I would want to review this video if I knew it existed. I wouldn't need anyone to pay me. And look at ABBA and Preach. They have 1.9 million subscribers. Do you think you need to pay people with 1.9 million subscribers to want to laugh at a video? And so they made a second video eventually 9 days ago, laughing at Rollo Tomasi with his false allegations.
For a 30-second spot, that's you. And except that's your whole fucking show. let's see.
So here he was suggesting that in the same way some people sell 30 seconds of their show to an advertiser, he was suggesting that the attack on this Donovan guy, the cringe red pill guy, would have been paid for, that it was a hit piece ordered by someone with money. Kind of ridiculous. Also, Rollo Tomasi in this process also claimed, without any form of evidence being presented, that one of these guys would have been cyber-stalking his daughter. Cyber-stalking. And I would like to see evidence of this. To what extent was it repeated? To what extent was it non-consensual? What did he do, you know? But without evidence like this, being in the manosphere, knowing that these Me Too allegations stem everywhere, and doing your own Me Too with your own daughter that way and without ever providing evidence, that is extremely worrying as a behavior. So overall, that will be what I had to say today about Rollo Tomasi. I will spend a couple of weeks digging through his books. What I'm seeing here is a lost man who is unfit to talk to and represent men because he is misguided about what is the attack on men, and he's perpetrating some of it himself in against these two random guys. And he has no evidence, he has presented no evidence that his claims that they were paid is true. And he's presented no evidence that these guys were cyber stalking his daughter. This stalking word is a red flag. It's a red flag in anyone that uses it because it's not really clear whether you're accusing someone of a crime when you say stalking. See? Because stalking, I could be interested in a girl and say, hey, would you like to go dinner? Is that stalking? What if I repeat it 2 times, 3 times? Is that stalking now? Is there a point at which it's criminal? Well, if she engaged in each of these conversations willfully and I didn't put any constraint, that wasn't stalking. So come out publicly, Rollo, with these... Be clear about these allegations and abandon them if you're unable to provide direct evidence for them. It's quite dirty just for YouTubers doing what they do to come up with a victimization story there without putting anything behind it. In general, I am extremely disappointed by Rollo Tomasi. I think he's someone who's trying to place himself in this manosphere space without being a right fit for it, because ultimately he carries too much of the cultural influence from women who are controlling the modern world. And ultimately he comes with too much of, he has integrated too much of the abusive attitudes against male, and he's perpetrating some of it at this point. 1 year later in Ukraine, Washington and NATO got it very wrong. It's been a year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In spite of claims from the regime and its media allies that Russia was the next Third Reich and would soon roll through half of Europe, it turns out that that was never even remotely true. Well, of course, Russia is not an expansionist, maniacal superpower. They would have no interest at rolling through Europe, and those were just words for Zelensky to attract international attention toward himself. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Make sure you add a payment method in your Odyssey account if you'd like to contribute that way. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Sinus says, what I dislike the most is that he invites these horrible women who wants to listen to some porn star. Why should guys compete for porn stars? Yeah, I guess that this is the trend in this field because of the No Jumper podcast and how successful they've been at featuring these sex workers and everything. So I guess that may justify, I don't know, are you telling me that porn stars are often on the Rollo Tomasi show? I don't watch enough of it to know. So you'll have to let me know. There's someone publishing a... This is so funny. I don't know if it's true. Okay, so most of the time, I know whether a story is true before I report it. This one, I have no idea. So I don't want to stand here and make you guys believe that it's necessarily true. But I'd like to know, is it true that Lauren Boebert was a sex worker? Fun fact, Lauren Boebert still hasn't sued American muckrakers for exposing her past abortions and sex work. Why not Lauren Boebert? Was Lauren Boebert, is this Lauren Boebert? Because, you know, watching her as a politician, I've always thought that she was a MILF. You know, she had this Sarah Palin, dirty office worker type of look to hers. And is it true that she used to be a sex worker? I have no idea, but I'd like to know. Steve Stewart Williams was publishing this important image. You will read this first, and then you will read this, then this one, and you will read this one last. That is exactly what my eyes did. So well seen here. That is correct. That is the order in which I read these things. Goaway was telling me I missed a super chat. I think I've read all of the super chats that I'm seeing here. If I've missed something, if I haven't read any super chat, please copy paste it in the regular chat by pointing to it, by saying super chat that you missed column, and write it for free in the regular chat. But I think I have read everything that I see here. A fucking amateur hour. Democrats livid at Biden over DC crime bill flip-flop. House Democrats are livid that President Biden is going to nix a Washington DC crime bill. So basically, they came up with a bill that was reducing punishment for carjackings and various other violent crimes in DC. Then the mayor was opposed to some aspects of the carjacking thing. The council refused to review, according to the mayor, the counseling that they changed this. So basically, they're trying to pass this massive reduction in punishment for crimes in DC. But because DC is not a state, it's ultimately under the authority of the president, apparently. Biden has to sign the bill for it to take effect. And Biden, amazingly, despite being, you know, having been put forward by the left and the whole anti-crime, the whole, you know, anti-criminal punishment part of America, he has decided that this was too much, and he doesn't want to sign the bill, so he will veto it by not signing it as the president, or by signing the opposition bill or whatever. So basically, Biden is still... And here you have to grant to Richard Spencer this kind of vision that, you know, perhaps Biden is not perfect, but perhaps he's better than Donald Trump, because Biden has his roots in the political prosecution of crimes. You know, you can hear him say some very base things if you look decades back in the past. And perhaps this decision reflects that ultimately, in terms of pursuing criminality, we have a soft bear in Trump with a lot of pardoning and a lot of let's do some programs to rehabilitate people. And here you have Biden doing probably a harsher decision than what Trump would have done. It's a thin case for the Richard Spencer view of supporting Joe Biden, but you have to admit it's there. I'm personally, I cannot be enthusiastic about Joe Biden, but good decision on this one. We still will have prosecution of carjackings in DC. Thank God. More than 75% of Americans aged 17 to 24 aren't fit for military service. As the U.S. military struggles to fill the ranks with new recruits, a new report from the Department of Defense reveals that the vast majority of Americans aged 17 to 24 are unfit. 77% of Americans could not physically qualify, a 6% increase from 2017. A key factor is obesity, which hit nearly 42% in 2020. Thomas Howard says, Spencer is right about Biden. Career suicide. Don't clip that quote. I was just granting that he may have had a point and that you could see play out here. I'm not saying that it was that I'm siding with this. FTX confirms $9 billion in customer funds vanished. According to a presentation to customers, ex-FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried allegedly let Alameda borrow $9.3 billion from customer accounts. Holy shit, there will be a lot of missing money. I don't think people are going to get much. Forex Shark is on the Discord and he says the guy Rolo said is paying Abba and Preach to attack him and his daughter is a relatively small YouTubers who get 2K views per vid. Abba and Preach regularly break 1 million views per vid. Rolo was saying Abba and Preach got paid $1,300 to make the attack video. As if that makes any sense, Abba and Preach make like 30K per video on the low end just from views alone. Yeah, if you know the YouTube business, you know that a bunch of creators with 1.9 million subscribers and 700K views on the regular videos that they produce, they don't need 1,300. They don't need that kind of money to justify making a video. They'll make more money. They'll make orders of magnitude more money on that video from just the subscription, the ads. It's, you know, I've lived as a YouTuber full time with 10K, 20K views per videos, and that's plenty. But at 700K views, they are making a lot of money. First-time home buyers are absolutely screwed right now. Despite a recent softening in the U.S. housing market, a combination of rising borrowing costs and still high prices have put prospective first-time home buyers in a serious bind. Mortgage applications, look at them, they are dropping to very, very lows. They are dropping to as low as they were in 1995. Isn't that fascinating? 1995. So there's not much hope. The prices are too high for people to be able to afford. People are getting, they are getting trapped in bad mortgage situations that they won't be able to pay 20 years from now. That is a big problem. Steven Robinson says, Jeff, yes, but would you make a video if someone super chats $300? Could it not be a situation like this? Well, if that is so, then it would be public, and then Rolo would have no problem saying, hey, that's the super chat that is the basis of my accusation. I don't see anything like this. I don't see a supported claim there. So, I mean, display it if you'd like, but it's not irregular for a creator to be attracted to a subject out of a trigger within his audience. And then they go after this subject because it's interesting enough. Ultimately, if you have 1.9 million subscribers on YouTube, your criteria for video will be, will this interest my crowd? It won't be, did I make $1,300 to make this video? All Portland Walmart stores to permanently close amid theft wave. In order to address the issue of shoplifting and retail theft, the final two Walmart stores in the city of Portland will shutter their doors in late March. I agree that they should. They should, because these places have abandoned the idea of protecting corporations, so they should pay the price by having no one open shop in there, and they will pay higher price for everything they buy. Russia suspended New Start because of attacks on strategic sites. So we learned that Russia has refused to continue on with the nuclear weapon control programs because they were starting to see strategic attacks that were that had the signature of intelligence work being swept toward the Ukrainians and to help the Ukrainians strike those places. So I think it's a totally reasonable decision they've taken. The America First groupers were at the CPAC premises before And here, that's a video from before they got kicked. A small rally of people rooting for Cozy TV and having the blue hat for Nick Fuentes. We don't have much video, but that's just the looped video that we get. So, okay. Of course, that's a tradition. People love getting kicked by CPAC for being associated with Nick Fuentes. Back in the days, he would always go there and be rejected, and that would make viral videos. And so his fans are doing the same. Go Away says, I'm going to pay JF to review my Mission Impossible fanfic erotica on stream. Mr. Bond. Ooh, Mr. Bond. I didn't expect that from you. Rasha suspend. Oh, this one I've already read. The trans community is alarmed. Florida has introduced a bill that allows for the legal kidnapping of trans children. It grants Florida courts emergency jurisdiction over those children and would allow courts to ignore all other court orders and custody determinations. Removal of a child from another parent or from another state. The child was at risk of or was being subjected to the provision of such prescriptions or procedures. The petitioner may file a verified application. It looks like basically this is the Floridian response to California, saying, oh yeah, if a trans child is not welcomed in their own state, they can come here and get this surgery, sex change surgery or whatever. Well, Florida here is saying clearly, beyond the rights of other states, that is, this law would allow an agent of Florida to go grab back a child from California because it's like non-obstant other states, and whether other states are in possession of the child, they would have the right to take them. So I'm half and half on this. I'm not. I don't like giving the state rights to kidnap, and unfortunately, this always ends up getting abused. And it could get abused perhaps by certain children, even certain children who want to go to, you know, put their parents in trouble. They could argue that they could say a couple of things where they would end up qualifying for this state kidnapping by Florida. They could say, hey, my parents are trying to change my gender. And that would be exploitable. I'm always extremely worried when we give states the right to make these decisions, because the fact is that these state agents are just not good at telling the truth. They're just not good at finding the truth. And it always ends up getting exploited. Although you have to acknowledge that in the America of today, there is such dangerous things being done on children with these offers of medical service and transition services. I can understand why they have to go there. Cloud Warmer says, T-1001, Catherine Weaver, is not the same as Robert Patrick T-1000 when it comes to her behavior and outright relentless desire to destroy all humans. John Henry is obviously key to this. How much does white need to donate for you to continue the Sarah Connor Chronicles? I would love to continue the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I think it's one of the... It's so sad that one of the best ever teleseries has a single season to it. That is... Or is it two? Or I don't know exactly how many seasons, but I know it's not many episodes. You know, when you consider that shows have been doing 7, 8, 9 seasons, some 20 seasons, why don't we have at least 25 seasons of the Sarah Connor Chronicles? I can't understand. But that probably there were too much high cost, and it's very high cost to produce quality art, and very often it's not directly rewarded by viewership. So it's often something like this. Go away, says JF. I wish we had these laws in Australia so that I could call the cops on my mom for trying to change my gender by forcing me to clean the dishes after dinner. Cleaning the dishes will not change your gender. Cleaning dishes is a woman's job, but doing that job will not turn you into a female. Twitter challenges persist as December revenues adjust earnings dropped 40%. This will be our last news item for tonight. I think these outlets are dishonest, because the fact is we are in a very shaky situation. And just saying the Twitter revenue drop like this without describing the rest of the market is kind of dishonest. Like, hasn't Facebook revenue dropped a lot? I would like to see a comparison. It would be normal for companies to withdraw from advertising simply because they don't have extra money anymore. And they're looking forward to a tight few years ahead. So I don't think we should see Twitter as being in trouble particularly. I think Twitter is doing good in terms of engagement. Elon had said a month ago that he was on the path to break even if it can continue and if public support keeps coming in. So I don't think Twitter is in shit. I think the fact that there is a new enthusiasm about the quasi-free speech that reemerged, although I found it very sad that we've had so many bannings among our friends, Mark Collette, Patriotic Alternative, and then even yesterday, what was it? They banned Eva. They banned Eva, the anti-transhumanist. They banned Eva for a couple of hours. All of this is extremely sad. It shows that there's something wrong in the way Twitter is operated, that there's still a couple of leftist staff left. You have to fire them, Elon, and you'll save money anyway. But I think we're headed toward Twitter long-term success, and that's what counts, because eventually the companies will have no choice. They'll be like, we have to go back to Twitter, and things are going to be left behind in terms of this whole idea that Twitter is filled with trolls, or Twitter has been turned into a right-wing platform by Elon. Eventually, for companies, it will boil down to, can I get engagement there? I'm going to go there. Because advertising ultimately seeks to change the world, to expose people to your product or ideas. That is it for tonight, boys. Ashen Duke says, Twitter needs more rowdy patrons in the bar. It's men in tights otherwise. Are you talking about the Twitter HQ or are you talking about the Twitter platform? I think there should be more rowdy patrons in both places. Bye-bye. Oh, well, Go Away had sent a super chat. It just got in. He says, in a hypothetical hyper-matriarchal society where feminine cultural signals dominated society, would you compromise on your outward display of values in order to reproduce, or would you stick to your principles of speaking truth and die childless? Those are analyses around moral principles and existential priors. And my position on this has always been, whatever you are, you're not pursuing truth if you're not first pursuing existence. So you have to pursue reproduction before you pursue anything else. Suppose you think, I'm a moral person. I believe in saving the planet with environmental practices. And therefore, I will not have babies. If you adopt this kind of belief, you create a world in which in the future you will have eliminated your genes, the genes of a very caring person about the environment, so caring that they self-abolished. And therefore, the future will be filled with people who don't care about the environment as much as you. So there is no political positioning that can be held and that can be long-term appreciated and valued if it doesn't start with reproduction, with the fact that you need to exist first before these views can be defended in any sort of long-term capacity on the planet. So if cultural signals were such that just saying the truth is so offensive and it leads not a single woman to want to fuck with me, I would lie. Now, I might find a way where I can lie to a subset of women so I can charm them, and then perhaps I would have my private space with you guys and still tell the truth. But yeah, existence must be defended first. There is no coherence in being a living being and standing for any principle if you don't put existence first. Wasp TV says marketers need to see the trend towards pro-white. Advertisers are missing the mark. Exactly. There are so many opportunities. And for now, you see the people like the Daily Wire, you know, trying to pull out these meme campaigns around, here's our new bar of chocolate if you don't like Hershey wokeness. That is something, but you could have mainstream company try to surf a little bit on that side. So that is it for tonight, Buzz. I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.